So this is to present the last updates of the multi-cost Alto draft since the first iterations. So next slide, please. So at the last IETF, so the main question was, should the Alto protocol allow multiple costs in responses? The motivation for it to have multiple costs in Alto transaction was to gain time, save resources mainly. And the previous draft iterations also proposed additional cost types, endpoint properties, and attributes for time-sensitive costs. So there has been a discussion on this in the Alto Working Group mailing list, and no objections were given to have multicast Alto transactions. So now the next step will be to specify the relevant protocol extensions. So this draft initiates the next steps to this work. So it has been reshaped, and it proposes a very basic sketch of Alto protocol extensions to support multicast transactions, and also two use cases to motivate the additional endpoint properties and cost types. Next, please. So what is in this draft? This draft keeps the features, new features with respect to multicast Alto transactions. So basically, before progressing, there is a need to check whether there is an agreement upon these new features, and of course, other possible features. So among these features, we have the introduction of arrays of a number n of supported cost type IDs. The multicast service, both on endpoints but also on PIDs, where the endpoints cover the peers, can be a CDN storage location, a party in a grid computing or online gaming session, or other a party of other application that share resources. The command, the HTTP command in the request moves, for example, from get to post, where as far as, for example, endpoint cost properties are concerned. As for the network map, there is also a discussion, well, if I have a multicast network map, can I have it with a get? But then we bump into the problems of having many possible cost types and the volume of the data. So this is currently under discussions. We assume here that endpoint properties have constant values, whereas endpoint costs, same for PIDs, may vary. So that's the proposed difference, one of the proposed differences we would like to make between endpoint properties and costs. And also, last, costs can be time sensitive, and so they need appropriate attributes. We also propose a rule saying that when multiple cost types are requested in one transaction, then the requested cost mod should be numerical. There has been a discussion on it, and technically nothing prevents you to mix up ordinal and numerical cost in a transaction, but the problem is that when you need to handle that those requests, it becomes very complex. So in the discussion, there was a proposal, but there must be a decision on it, to just leave it. Just say that if you want multiple costs in a transaction, then make it all numerical. And one main important reason for that is that as a user, in the point of view of the user, the entity requiring for that multiple cost, although it's none of the business of the ALTO protocol what you do with those that information, but it doesn't make sense to mix up ordinal and numerical costs. So, okay, so that's for the rule. Next slide, please.
So is it a should or a must? I mean, if it is nonsense and too complex, it,
well,
it should be a must.
I made should. I wrote should because there, when there will be an agreement on that, then it could be, it should be a must. But the thing is that technically there is no objection to it. So I think I prefer to wait for a rediscussion on it on the mailing list to have a final agreement. But I would say I would rather go for a must, yes.
Okay. We can go for a lowercase should for now, but we must be very, very careful. Mm.
Next, please. So the impacted ALTO services, the ALTO services impacted by this specification for multicast transactions include the Information Resources Directory, and in particular, there is also the issue that must be solved on the limitation of the number of requested cost types, and there is also many aspects that are discussed in the mailing list, saying that, okay, if we assume that there will only be a handful of supported cost types, then the Resource Information Directory may just explicitly add all the combinations, possible combination, but it really gets to a combinatorial explosion when you go up to 10 costs and you have way too many combinations. So I forgot to talk about what is in the draft. So if you look at the draft, there is it's only like a table of content of reflecting the next steps on specifications. The only update I put was on the endpoint cost lookup service because this was the central use case that motivated this work, given that, of course, there are many other use cases such as the cost map service to be updated with respect to multicast transactions. So from this sketch, we can see that the next updates will need to be made on the Information Resources Directory, the cost map service, the cost map filtering service, the endpoint cost lookup service. And the updates, of course, will consider discussions on the mailing list. So next slide, please. So this is now, this depicts the use cases that have been added to motivate the addition of additional cost types other than the routing costs. So the first use case is delay-sensitive overlay applications. So this covers real-time sensitive applications such as gaming, interactive video conferencing, medical services, and others. So typically, these services need to have an overlay topology with minimal delay. So delay information is, of course, accessible by end-to-end standardized, well-known measurement techniques, but it is just cumbersome. So the ALTO server here could provide a guidance with respect to that delay information, but not in a real time because it doesn't make sense. But it could provide a guidance on statistical information of such delay information, which otherwise is real time. So that could provide paths that are optimal with respect to delay, possibly combined with routing cost or other cost types. So the next slide, please. So this is the second use case, which is called CDN surrogate cache selection. This is inspired from the use case of the draft on the use case for auto CDN. So the problem there is, the question there is, to which cache will a content request be sent? So request routing strategy, they tend to, they prefer caches that are closer to the client, but the trend, implementation trend current is that the caches are placed more and more deeper in the network. So the selection process of a surrogate would benefit from to using criteria such as routing cost plus criteria, for example, that would help for load balancing. So if you are in a CDN use case, you could consider the load at the endpoint level. You could look at the statistical CPU use utilization, the endpoint memory usage, and the path bandwidth. So this is, of course, appropriate to the CDN use case, where and more than, of course, to the peer-to-peer use case. So that's it. Yes.
This is Rich Alini. So the mic just shrunk. I think it was well discussed on the mailing list that supporting multiple costs should probably be supported. We're just a matter of figuring out the right way to put it in the protocol. And now that we're done with the interop, we can probably go about doing that. This is a question for the chairs, but how should we go about actually doing this? Because right now it looks like you've taken up a lot of this work in this draft, which is fine. Should it remain as a separate draft, or should this just go directly in the protocol draft?
Maybe. Okay.
Right. We don't know. I think probably we need to talk, maybe either one-on-one,
okay,
or figure out exactly how to proceed this. But clearly there is, seems to be consensus from the group that this should be included.
Yep.
In what form it is, we'll have to figure out.
Right. Okay.
And also I wanted to add that there are two separate aspects in that work. One aspect is the protocol extensions, and the other aspect is, of course, which cost types to add. The work related to cost types that are time sensitive, so should we also add, I think there is a need then to add attributes related to those statistical costs, for example, like related to validity and which period were the statistics collected. So this still, I think, needs to remain in a separate thread from the, I mean, there are two threads in that.
Yes, course. I agree. Yeah, and my comment was related to the protocol aspects with regards to the time sensitivity. I think that's probably going to, my feeling is that needs more discussion before that's, from the larger working group, from more than just me or you. For the protocol-wise, I think separating that out and putting that in the, it seems like it's worthwhile just to put that in the protocol draft, but, I mean, if we have to, you know, talk about whether that's reasonable to do or keep it as a separate draft, then that's fine. But I was mainly talking about the protocol part and the specification for that.
Well, what I was ready to do is to take this draft, the protocol part of this draft, which is for the time being a skeleton, and just put the proposals here. So just so that it can be copied and passed upon agreement, of course.
That would be perfect.
Yeah. Okay. And of course, any suggestion is very welcome.